KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a clearance of partly cloudy sky. It's 7 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high of 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, Iowa environmental officials plan to find out how many public water systems in the state are having problems with an element called manganese. It occurs naturally in soil, water, and even foods we eat like nuts, but too much of it is linked to nervous system disorders. Corey McCoy with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says closer investigation is needed.
We'll look at testing all the different water supplies across the state to determine what their manganese is in their source water.
McCoy said the DNR is working out contracting with labs and does not have a set timeline for testing water systems. Federal guidelines recommend adults don't drink the water if manganese levels are higher than 1 milligram per liter. And the levels are about a half a milligram per liter higher in the Guthrie County town of Bagley. Since manganese levels in Bagley were only slightly above the recommended levels, state toxicologist Stuart Schmitz says it's not raising any alarms.
We would be more concerned about the exposure if you're inhaling manganese, as in a exposure to welding fumes in an occupational exposure. So that's where the serious health impacts are more seen.
And that includes health impacts like involuntary shaking and other effects to the nervous system. While the EPA set the health advisory of 1 milligram per liter for manganese, Schmitz said he would be concerned about neurological health impacts if Bagley's manganese levels were at 2 milligrams. The Harlan Police Department yesterday issued a weekly report on arrests. Authorities say officers arrested 39-year-old Jason Robin Conway Emery of Harlan on Monday following a call about suspicious activity. Emery was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with theft in the second degree, burglary in the third, and driving while barred. Last Saturday, 48-year-old Terry Lynn McCord of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. McCord was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of contraband, operating while intoxicated, prohibited acts penalties, and a possession of drug paraphernalia, along with having it in proper rear tail lamp. On February 27th, 54-year-old Randall Brett Hess of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Hess was transported to the jail, and on February 26th, 21-year-old Chelsea Leanne Adams of Atlantic was arrested in Harlan on an active Audubon County warrant. Adams was turned over to a deputy for transport to the Audubon County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 31-year-old Rebecca Lynn Broadner of Ramona, California, had been arrested Monday night on drug charges. A deputy dispatched to the Loves Travel Center for a check location call arrested Broadner for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of methamphetamine first offense. Authorities said also 19-year-old Caitlin Ann Richards of Omaha was transported from the Adams County Jail in Corning to the Pott County Jail to address an outstanding warrant for forgery, and she was held on a $5,000 bond. Officials with the Dollar General stores in Tennessee report the company's newest store at 103 South 5th Street in Adair is now open. Dollar General will celebrate the store's official grand opening this Saturday, March the 9th at 8 a.m. with free prizes and special deals. Additionally, the first 50 adult shoppers of the store will receive a $10 Dollar General gift card, and the first 200 shoppers will receive a Dollar General tote bag with complimentary product samples, among other giveaways. Officials say that the Dollar General stores offer convenience and value to customers by providing a focused selection of national brand names and private brands of food, houseware, seasonal items, cleaning supplies, basic apparel, and health and beauty products. In addition, the new store will provide customers with stylish, on-trend home decor and a party preparation selection, in addition to the same categories, brands, and products customers trust Dollar General to carry. In a press release, the traditional Dollar General store, by the way, employs about 6 to 10 people, depending on the need in any certain community. Well, officials of the Lust Hills, Missouri River region will share the organization's accomplishments of 2018 with the public during a year-in-review celebration at Uncle Buck's Grill at Bass Pro Shops on this Friday, March the 8th, from 4 until 5 p.m. It's been a year since Governor Reynolds, the Iowa Parks Foundation, and the Lust Hills, Missouri River Region Board and stakeholders gathered at a field house in Council Bluffs to announce Mid-American Energy Foundation's $500,000 commitment to the Lust Hills, Missouri River Region Parks, the People Plan. And the board has been busy with regional outdoor recreation projects ever since. The Les Hills Missouri River Region Parks to People Plan was created by a group of stakeholders from Harrison, Mills, and Pottawatomie counties and the Friends of Lake Manawa, who first assembled in 2014. The plan, in partnership with the Iowa Parks Foundation, supports collaborative regional projects to enhance economic development and tourism, public health and social vitality, natural resources, parks and trails, and overall regional vibrancy. The initiative intends to attract and retain young people in an active lifestyle, which will stimulate Iowa's economy, they say, and promote business growth. A primary goal is to offer a fully connected 21st century parks system in time for the Iowa Parks Centennial in 2020. In 2018, the LHMRR board officially designated its first round of priority projects for funding from the Mid-American Energy $500,000 challenge grant to the Parks to People Plan. $338,000 has been dedicated toward the projects that include Harrison County Conservation Board's Willow Lake Nature Center and Overland Hiking Trail, Lake Manawa's Dream Playground, Mills County Trail Board's Glenwood Trail Project, Mills County Conservation Board's Pony Creek Expansion, Lewis and Clark Today Route Signage, and a Green Hill Ranch Conservation Area. The projects represent over $10.6 million in planned recreational improvements to the Tri-County region. To date, over $5 million of that has been secured or pledged toward implementation. And again, the public is invited to attend the Year in Review celebration this Friday from 4 until 5 o'clock at the Uncle Buck's Grill, located at 2901 Bass Pro Drive. During the celebration, organizers will present a history of the initiative, outline the process for setting priority projects, overview progress on current priority projects, and unveil the concept design for the new logo, branding, and website. Project leaders will be available to answer questions and provide information about those priority projects as well. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.